Now, we were talking about cornbread the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about some cornbread, different kinds of cornbread.
Well, you can cook corn muffins and plain whole cake and corn, let me see.
How do you make this?
Pone bread out of meal. You can, now those pones is made something like that. You make your dough up and then you take it, your hand, and you know, make it out and put it in little pones like that and bake it in the oven. And you roll, I mean your muffin.
About
5 inches long? That's right. And your muffins is, they are baked inside the oven. Also, your egg bread, that's cooked inside. But plain hoe cake is the call it. That's cooked on top of the stove.
Now what's that look like?
Well, it browns, you know, you brown it on one side and then you turn it over and brown it over on the other side.
What do you cook that in?
Iron skillet, you know, like that. Some call them bakers, you know, like that.
Now, how do you mix those things up?
Well, you take your cornbread and your meal, you sift it in a container, you add your salt, and a little pinch of soda or baking powder. And then you put your, to make egg bread, you put this dripping in it, you know. And then you make it up and then put your egg and milk in it to make your egg bread like that. And usually you use buttermilk to make the egg bread and also your muffin. But the plain bread, you just use salt, a little soda, and your water to make the plain bread like that to cook on top of the stove.
Mm-hmm. And when you make bread that you want to rise, what do you put in it to make it rise?
Well, you put a little soda or baking powder.
And what is it? What are the little stuff that comes in a package, you know, those little packages?
Yeast. Well, you don't necessarily use yeast and the cornbread like that in making it.
What would you use that in?
You would use that in making rolls and flour.
Now, tell me about some different kinds of trees you have around here.
Trees. You have pine trees, and you have an oak tree, and there's two kind of oak trees. One, and you have cherry trees, and then you have what they call the willow trees, you know, like that. And pecan trees.
And now you said you had cherry trees.
Yeah, and then you have a pear tree, and then you have apple trees.
Now, if you have a cherry tree, you know, when you eat the cherries off it, what's that thing in the middle you can't eat called?
Seeds.
Is there anything inside the seed?
I wouldn't know. I've never tried to open one.
And do you eat anything that's real sweet and has a furry kind of outside fruit?
Oh, a peach tree. You have peach tree and then you have a plum tree.
Well, if you eat a peach, what's the part you can't eat of that?
Some call it kernel and some call it seed.
Is that the same thing? That, that,
uh-huh,
that inside
same
piece?
Thing, uh-huh.
And is there anything inside it?
Yes, it is.
What's inside it?
It's a little, I wouldn't know what you call it. Some folks call it a kernel on the inside of that, you know, inside of that thing you take out of the peach. There's the peach is on this kernel, and on the inside of this peach is a little thing on the inside of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, are there different kinds of peaches?
Yeah, you have what they call the Alberta peach. And then you have a peach they call the June peach. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference? Don't some of them come off?